Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Play more Pathfinder. You're listening to Blood of the Wild.
Woo!
A actual play where we play the Pathfinder 2E adventure path, Quest for the Frozen Flame, book one we are on right now by Ron and Stephanie Lundeen. My name is Jerry Logan. I am the Game Master, and with me I have Skidmar, Paula Deming, Mary Lou, and Joe O'Brien.
I am fired up.
Let's Let's go.
You know, I usually make a joke in my intro, but today I wanted to get a little serious.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, okay. No, that's Let's do it. It's time to change the tone.
Your lighting is very serious, too, Jared. It kind of looks like you're sitting by a candle. Like there's just like a small yellow light on your face.
I have a lot of light. I have a lot of open flame on my computer desk.
I like to keep
a flaming trash can usually.
Yeah, I like to keep a lot of open flame going. Listen, I just wanted to say in all sincerity how much fun I am having playing this game with these people.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry.
So nice. Mary Lou and Paul are both crying already.
I'm crying. God damn it.
This kid's crying.
To be perfectly honest, God do not know if I can handle this right now.
Damn it.
And I also wanted to mention while we're thinking about this, that time that Gronum almost died.
Jared, and the people on the Reddit who are like, why didn't Paula use her hero point to save him? Okay, there were reasons, and it's not that I had forgotten that I had a hero point.
Definitely not that.
But also,
look, we don't have to explain ourselves. Because
I don't have to explain myself.
We're having so much fun.
You can't just so much save fun. Everyone with a hero point. There's no stakes then, right?
So there's no hero points in life.
Yeah. And if Quest for the Frozen Flame, a magical game of mammoths and fantasy, is anything, it is a simulation of life foremost.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a gritty, realistic feel.
Yeah.
To, you know, the various...
to our teenage mammoth romp.
Yes,
to our teenage 13 mammoth romp.
Coming this fall on the CW.
The reboot of Quest for the Frozen Flame of Blood of the Wild is going to be really dark and gritty because all superhero and fantasy properties always benefit from making them dark and gritty and brooding.
Yeah.
Just get the fun out of there. You know?
Drain all the fun from your project.
Get rid of it.
Yes.
Make it about trauma.
Exactly. Christopher Nolan did it the first time and it was awesome. And then it was awesome the next 1,600 times that well, actually, everybody else did it.
It dates back to Tim Burton. It dates back to 89 Batman. That was this, like, this is going to be a darker, grittier reboot. And you go back and watch that movie and it is the most whimsical thing you've ever seen.
It's so silly and lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was so everyone fun. Was contrasting it to Batman 66, which is
right,
like campy,
which is very, yes.
Right, yeah. So.
Original Batman was on Turner Classic Movies last night. And
the
I was
watching no Batman 66?
I'm sorry, Batman 89.
Oh,
was
89.
On,
oh, it's a great movie.
Turner Classic Movies?
That's getting old.
Yeah.
Wow. I was in the grocery store the other day and I was singing along to a song playing in the grocery store. And that's when I knew.
You're old.
I was
you're
old.
You're very, very old.
I was like, oh no, yeah. The grocery store's playing my music.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well, speaking of
music.
Well,
I'm also having a blast playing this game.
Thank you. And I'm so happy that we're back doing it again this week. And speaking of music, the other lords say our days are numbered. Our following dwindles, and enemies dog our footsteps. They say we have failed in our sacred charge. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night.
To the bridge.
They are mistaken. We are strong.
We are strong.
We are strong.
Broken but strong.
Broken but strong.
Our hearts beat and is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra.
Kettle drums.
And in each heart we hold with bravery and valor.
Yes.
Flows the blood.
Bring it home.
Of the wild. Well, one thing you
I
can say
that
about that
key.
Is that I committed to it. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Sure
I was waiting for you to give up and you didn't. So
it
I love that.
It felt extremely long.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just kept going, didn't it?
That just kept going. There are a lot of adjectives you could use to describe what just happened. None of them good.
I would use the word beautiful. So
I would use the word beautiful.
That's a good word.
Actually, very like golden age musical. Very like classic.
MGM.
I just watched Brigadoon.
There you go. Oh.
Brigadoon.
Yeah.
Also a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Let's do a brief recap. Our scouts, the tip of the spear, are part of the Broken Tusk following. They have been racing across the plains of Northern Avastan in the realm of the Mammoth Lords to get to Red Cat Cave and discover the location. Here they will learn the current location of the Primordial Flame, an ancient artifact that is sought by them and their enemies, the Burning Mammoth following. They've arrived at the cave. They've discovered strange amphibious creatures called Blindheims, currently inhabited. They've had some run-ins with these Blindheims. They have fought them. They have snuck past them. They are looking for Siarstik, the guardian of the cave, who can perhaps tell them where the Primordial Flame has gone. Last week, our crew leveled up. They are now level 3. Level Woo-hoo! 3, baby.
That's right.
Everybody kind of told us what they were doing, except Paula had one spell she hadn't chosen yet.
I mistakenly thought that if I named the like three things I was considering, everyone's responses would help me choose. And guess what? I was wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, usually.
Did. Yeah, we made it worse.
Yeah. Usually committees tend to make things worse when it comes to making a decision. Yeah.
Here's the fun thing. Is
that's why I favor governments where one person is in charge.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. That's the way to get things done, Logan.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's the only
especially
style of government
especially if
works.
They've been endowed with like a certain like a bloodline highly favored by God.
Mm-hmm.
Divine mandate.
Gotta pick them somehow.
Okay, Paula, go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. At the end of our last session, I think I chose some spell. And then as soon as we were done recording, I was like, Actually, I don't think I do want that. Here's a new spell that I could take that I didn't even mention in our last episode.
Wow. A surprising but outside candidate.
It is chosen.
In.
I've taken Dispel Magic.
Nice.
And that's
nice.
It. We're not changing it now. No one can change my mind. Don't at me. And I'm sorry for the analysis paralysis.
No, you don't have to be. Never apologize for anything.
Never. I'm not sorry.
Apologize.
Then. Yep.
I think it is brutal. I think it is a brutal rule and has been for a very, very long time in this system and the systems it evolved from, the idea of the spontaneous caster and you having to pick a spell and then that's your spell.
And that's
you know
it.
What I mean? Like,
I could it is technically so painful retrain,
with
but
these lists.
It's hard.
Yeah, you can retrain, but like it's nothing like a prepared caster having like a whole list and you prepare what you want that day. It's just like it's so wildly different. And I understand why mechanically it balances in interesting ways, but it makes that decision so hard. When you are.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to choose. I mean, what is nice is now I could cast Dispel Magic to like in both of my level 2 spell slots if I want.
Yeah, if the situation calls for
because
it.
Because
yeah.
I don't have to assign them to a slot, but yes, it is difficult having to be like, this is it. And what if you never, ever, ever use this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the risk. I just have to learn to love the uncertainty, you know?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm editing out all the opportunities you would have to use
great.
It.
Thank you, Jared. You're
from
such
the
a good
adventure.
GM. Have I ever told you?
Listeners can't see, but I'm ripping out pages of the Adventure Path book.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search realms of peril and glory to find out more.
Reality TV is messy.
Pop culture is louder than ever.
And the internet?
Completely unhinged.
Welcome to Roxanne.
And Chantel.
The podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows.
Spill the headlines.
And sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter.
No boring takes.
Just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne.
And Chantel.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Let me set the scene and let's find out what our characters would like to do next. AWOL, Olog, and Yelka, and Raga and Baba are in a small-ish cavern with three big stone columns, sort of like stalactites and stalagmites that have sort of connected together. Everything is lit from the eerie glow of Yelka's pendant, which mm-hmm. she has cast. Is it called light? It's just called light.
It's called light. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, light upon. And so everybody can see pretty clearly in their 20-foot radius. And out of this cavern, in this cavern, you encountered another Blindheim, the squat, amphibian-like, roughly humanoid creatures with big kind of lamprey mouths and eyes that glow, and they actually communicate by flashing their eyes in different patterns. You encountered a large one, seemed to maybe be an alpha or a leader, and its pet, a small toad creature with three whipping tongues.
Keep killing people and their pets?
Yes. Maybe it wasn't his pet. Maybe it was his friend or lover. You'll never know.
That doesn't help.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Okay. So anyway, you've killed them both with extreme prejudice. And now you are standing in this cavern. There are two exunts from this cavern. The first is the one you came through. The one that you came through a cavern where there were a lot of blind hinds either sleeping or sort of hiding in the corners beneath like sticks and stuff. You snuck through that cavern and you came through this corridor up into the cavern you're currently in. But there was a fork back there. Raga explored that fork in mouse form and found a enormous underground kind of lake down some stairs. Down a slope. There's another exit from this cavern. It also appears to kind of lead downward. There's another exit to the east.
Does anyone need healing? How's everyone feeling right now after all of that?
I'm at 100.
Yeah,
I feel good. A little guilty, but good.
Right, because you got a severe talking older sister talking to from Raga.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I did.
That's okay.
But that's okay. It was from love. It was from love and a challenge to be better.
I know.
Well, I would like to explore the easternmost fork. It looks like it goes back down into that big cavern where we saw the other two creatures.
Here's my... Okay. Raga sees that, loves that. I also want to do that, but I might suggest taking the southernmost exit, the one that we know also goes to the lake, because I also saw some Blindheim on the eastern shore of this lake. And if we take the southernmost fork, we will come into that cavern farther away from them. And I think I would like to, I don't know, just avoid more Blindheim combat because, like, I know we'll crush them. But, okay, Raga is a little worried about showing up in CR Stick's home and being like, I've killed all your neighbors.
Right.
Will you do me a favor? So I think she's just, and she's anathema to killing animals, even though they always attack us first. So that's my suggestion, is that I want to do that, but I just want to avoid these blind time and continue to sneak.
Well, I would say, just to clarify the situation morally from my point of view, I broke out my old Fiend Folio first edition here.
Gorgeous. And
you can see the Blindheim on page 15. There it is.
Yeah.
And
the one where we saw that drawing and went, oh, how cute. Let's be friends with it.
Yeah.
And then we saw the new drawing from this book, and it's like pink and albino and like cringing and evil looking. Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say that the alignment listed is chaotic evil. I don't know what's changed in the intervening years between 1981 and today, in any sense of the word. But if that has remained unchanged, we should not feel guilty about putting these things to bed.
Okay, well, that changes a lot for Raga, except that it is still anathema, because they are animals, are they not? They're not beasts. But beasts, I think, still count.
It is nice that Olog brought along his compendium, you know?
I think Olog's a nerd. He brings his, like, his reference books with
him. Yeah. Wait, I'm looking up what they are in Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
Okay.
What is their... Oh, I'm sorry, Skid, but things have changed.
Oh.
This is a different game, and their alignment is listed as neutral.
That's a huge difference.
You've fallen prey to Blindheim propaganda. This is a this is a concerted media effort that's been taking place in the last four decades to try to reform the public image of this creature.
How did
evil
they start
creature.
To look less scary? Like more scary, but be less evil? I don't know.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Puala. Like, how funny that they definitely look more detestable, and they look cute in your version, Skid. And yet, perhaps that is what is so chaotically
evil
about them.
That's what they want
them.
You to think. See, this is I for one am not going to fall victim to big Blindheim's propaganda. I think we need to. Just instinctively
just wipe them out.
Prejudicially, as Jared pointed out, kill all of them.
Blindheim aside.
Yeah.
Blindheim aside.
Either way, which way should we go into this game? right. into this game. Should we take this southerly? Because I think we're all agreed we want to explore this lake situation, right?
Rog is going to start sneaking.
Oh, Rog is just going.
All right.
Okay.
AWOL, I guess
Rog
go
is
with
just
you.
Going.
AWOL sneaking with Raga. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Great. Does someone want to give me a stealth roll? I can actually roll it for you.
Yeah. Nice, Jared.
Give me your stealth bonuses.
The old by the book. AWOL is a plus 9.
Rog is plus 6.
Okay.
So we're going to sneak down that southern hall and see if we can see the Blindheims before they see us.
Great. You are actually stepping out of our friend Yelka's light.
But both of us have dark vision.
I do not. So I would just be following light. Raga close and using her eyes.
Okay. So it gets very dark when you step out of the glow of Yelka's pendant. And you're going down this like kind of like, you know, limestone slope where long ago geological forces made it kind of goopy, the limestone, to kind of like flow like a river down into this underground cave. And eventually your feet hit a scree of gravel, but very quietly, because you both believe that you have been very stealthy in your approach. And once you get down to this underground cave, you can barely make out the glistening of the lake. It's so dark down here, but the reason you can make it out is because on the far shore, not too far away from you, because you're both at the northern end of the lake, you see 4 flashing lights. Flash, flash. Flash. Flash, flash, flash. And you recognize it immediately as 2 pairs of Blindheim eyes.
I see them there, across the lake.
I do not want to fight any more Blindheim. They are so gross.
But I've got an idea.
He reaches down and he just grabs a chunky piece of gravel, very quietly, picks it up. He's like,
what if we step back a bit? I'll throw it. Draw them over this side, and we go around the other way. Run around behind them.
Oh, I'm okay. Hold on. Raga wants to clarify our party's motivations here.
Where are we going? Are we going into the lake to check out that little island, or are we trying to go north across the exeunt of this cavern?
Well, I'm under the impression that if our first goal for the moment is to not kill the Blindheims, then we can't really explore the lake without fighting the Blindheims.
You're so right.
But well, if we draw them away from that other entrance, we can go explore that other entrance, and we can always come back to the lake.
Okay.
You know, and we might have a better idea of CR-Stick's feelings on Blindheims.
On Blindheims.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he thinks the Blindheims are like an infestation in his home. Okay.
Right. So, and you understand what I'm saying, Mary Lou, which is like trying to draw them to where we are / south of us, and then go loop around to the other tunnel out and come around behind them and sneak past.
Get it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm there.
Can we try that, Jared? Just try to lure them over and then sneak them around the backside.
I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah. So why don't you first, you're going to throw a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where are you throwing it to?
I'll ping it on the map, but a little bit to the south of where we are, on the other side of the lake from them, to try to draw them over to investigate. And then we want to, that should hopefully put us behind them to the north of them, and we could sneak past into that northeastern tunnel.
Okay. Very good. Why don't you go ahead and, I'm not going to make you roll to do that. It seems like you could take your time.
Mm-hmm.
But you are trying to be stealthy, and this is a different operation. So could I have another stealth roll? You're the one doing it, right?
Yeah, I'm the one doing it. Yeah, so
okay,
what I want
to
do...
Okay, you have a +9 to your stealth.
All right, so I'll ask Rog. I'll be like, back up. So, like, go back up into the main cave. I'll throw it, and then I'll try to stealthily go back up into the main cave where we just were so as to not... so that they don't hear me, and they just hear the stone and the ruckus over on the other side.
All right, here we go. I'm going to see how stealthily you do this. I mean, you're trying to cause a distraction. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so You walk out, you throw the stone, and I can tell you that the stone hits the kind of scree and gravel here on the far western side of the lake, and some rubble, some stones kind of splish, splish, splish down into the lake, and the Blindheims immediately, boom, their eyes come on like floodlights, and you can see like the spotlights moving along the wall.
So cool.
And they immediately clock you, AWOL.
Oh, no.
As I'm trying to like leave,
the stealth was really, really low. A really low roll.
Damn it, AWOL.
Nah.
So we're still in not in encounter mode right now, right? But they start moving. I can tell you that.
He's going to come up and be like, they bought it. Go around the other side. Because our plan doesn't really change, even if they chase me. Like, it doesn't really change unless...
That's true. Okay, so seeing them moving around this way, Yelka will go, oh, okay, I guess we're going this way now. And we'll follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll try to loop around to this northern one and see if we can wait till they pass. Yeah, that part of the map is actually blanked out. We don't 100% know that that connects. We're just kind of assuming, but...
Yeah,
yeah, there it is. Okay, great.
Okay, so I've revealed, like, you're going out of the more eastern tunnel that leads south, and you guessed correctly, Raga, you can see that it leads back down into the lake. And the Blindheims, I'm sorry to say, the tunnel you're trying to move down to kind of circle around them, they are, running and, croaking, and they immediately appear at the bottom of the tunnel and look up at you with their wide, flashing stare.
Awesome.
And Raga in front, so it's your call. It's your call.
Okay. Oh, well, what do they do? Did they attack me?
They haven't yet. They're kind of sitting down there, kind of croaking, and then and flashing their lights at you.
Okay, well then, I actually know exactly what I would do. I would use diplomacy to try and make an impression.
Okay, your wild empathy, am I right?
Using my wild empathy, yes.
Okay, forgive me, I always have to look up wild empathy to make sure we do it correctly and do not simple, okay? So, wild empathy.
I can use diplomacy to make an impression on animals and to make very simple requests of them. In most cases, wild animals will give you time to make your case.
Is there a way that we could use Yelka's light pendant to cover it and uncover it to mimic the pattern that they were just using on the other side?
Before That's we saw us? So freaking smart.
That is so smart.
I think simply placing something over it would have that effect, Skid.
Yeah.
So, okay. Raga's going to say, Yelka, come here. Come here. Come here. Come stand with me.
Okay. Okay. And then I'll get... Oh, no, not underneath.
I want to stand with you, right next to me, because I'm going to use your light.
If you really squeeze, you can fit into this square.
Okay, great.
A very narrow passage, but
Yelka kind of turns to the side and kind of shimmies with her back against the rock, you know, just right there to fit. And with her light pendant now shining right in Raga's face.
Very good. So, wild empathy using this. Yeah. Using this kind of technique of kind of flashing the light, right? Okay.
Yes.
So describe exactly what you're doing and then I'll have you roll.
Okay. So Raga normally, with her connection to animals, would try and speak their language the best that she can. And she knows that this is their language, or at least part of it. And so from what she's gathered from watching them in combat, she's just gonna try and do an SOS sort of code of do not engage, just run, just don't.
Okay, so here's what I was gonna say. I think that because you don't actually know their language, that would make the difficulty higher. However, the fact that you're even using a light system, that would make the difficulty lower,
right? Because you're using so you would get an advantage or a bonus to your roll. I think at the end, it evens out.
It evens out.
And becomes a straight up diplomacy roll from Raga.
Okay. I have a +7 in diplomacy. So let's give it a shot.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
That was 21. I rolled a 21. Okay.
A 21 more than enough to succeed. So
nice.
You may make a request of them. What is the request you are making?
My request is, please do not engage. Just run away. Just run. Run.
Yes.
Simple request.
So definitely, like when you saw Blindheim's that you were kind of about to defeat, right? You saw them flash a certain way, and that's what you're mimicking with Yelka's pendant. And the Blindheim's immediately, they scatter.
That's so awesome.
Wow. Good idea, Skid, to use the...
Yeah, that was genius.
Fun. So light. Fun.
They leave the bottom of the... they leave the bottom of the tunnel, and the way is clear for your party.
I think especially Skid, thank you, because then the listeners would have had to listen to me make yet another animal noise.
Well, then I apologize to the listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. For the lost opportunity.
I think they love it. They're going to be very disappointed. All right, let's rock. Raga.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Okay. We're gonna sneak
down. So you're walking down into the cavern.
Yeah. Now that we're in here and we have Yelka right behind us with her light, I just want to see if we can perceive any more about this giant chamber with the lake in it. Because I only saw it as a mouse, so like now everybody else is here. Can we see how far down it goes, how big it is? Because right now the bottom, I don't know, maybe... half-ish of it maybe seems like it is obscured, and I just want to see if there's anything else we can tell about this chamber.
Yeah, yeah. I want to roll right up maybe to the edge of the tip of the northern end of the lake here, just to shine my light as far as I can. It doesn't actually reach the island, but Yelka doesn't know that because she hasn't seen the island, so she's just getting right to the edge of the water and seeing what she can see.
Raga and Yelka, you're looking closely at the lake, it sounds like. And I'm going to tell you first, Raga, you asked about the size of the lake. It's so big that you can't quite see the far side.
Can't see the other side.
It's definitely outside of Yelka's light, and even your dark vision doesn't stretch far enough.
Okay.
Now, what are the perception bonuses of Raga and Yelka?
I'm an expert, so it's +10.
+10?
Mine's +7. That's a... new thing for my level 3. I'm now an expert in perception.
Ooh, that's a good one to be an expert in.
Raga, your sharp eyes detect something moving in the water, and your roll was high enough that I can tell you that for a second, it looks like a naked humanoid form.
No.
Oh, nope. That's a hard no.
Bounce. We're bouncing.
That's a hard no for both Raga and Mary Lou. I wanted to see if maybe we could tell anything about this little, like, kidney bean-shaped island in the middle of the lake, but honestly, just hearing about this naked humanoid form is enough to be like, I don't care anymore. I want to bounce.
Yeah.
How do the other party members feel?
If Raga, Yelka will see Raga start, like, have this reaction, go, what? What do you see? What do you see,
naked
Raga?
Man.
What is it?
I see a naked man. I see a naked man. I see a naked man.
Is it Siostic?
In the water.
I naked.
Don't think so.
And Olog starts wading into the water.
No!
In the direction of the Eot.
Olog!
The Eot.
No, Olog!
Okay, stop right there, Olog, because right at your feet, something surfaces.
No.
The form that appears before you. Let me do a couple things here.
Here we go.
A female form with blue, almost translucent skin, pointed ears, kelp-like hair appears before you.
Another kelpie?
This does not look like the kelpie you encountered earlier.
Okay.
Let me give you a picture and I'll allow you guys to describe her, because it does look like a
You see?
Honestly, this looks like
she's
trouble.
Pretty.
That's why it looks like trouble.
It could be trouble.
I don't think it's trouble.
Then again, it might not be.
It's a beautiful woman made of water with pointed ears and skin that almost looks like algae and ferns.
Yeah, mixed with the water.
Mixed with the water.
Yeah, and the look on her face is very peaceful. It's very like, hey guys.
And she looks right up into Olog's eyes. Olog is much taller than her, even when she is fully emerged and is standing on the surface of the water.
Standing on the surface of the water. What?
Standing on the surface of the water. She looks up into Olog's eyes and says,
fully nude.
Fully nude, but her nipples and genitals are tastefully covered by seaweed and flowing water.
Tastefully covered.
And she looks up into Olog's eyes and says, would you mind getting out of my lake?
And Olog's eyes are like as big as saucers, just looking down at this creature. And he just sort of like eyes locked on her. He just sort of awkwardly backs up backward out of the lake.
More outsiders tramping about in my caverns.
Your caverns?
This is my home.
Oh, we thought it was Ciarstick's home. Are you Ciarstick?
No. I am not the guardian of the cave, but I do dwell here. I am called Gathganara.
Gathganara. Hello, it's Gathganara. So nice to meet you.
Gathganara. Oh. Flesh creatures. You have such fleshy ears, but they hear nothing.
I'm sorry if we're mispronouncing your name. Can you... We don't wish to disturb anything here. We're just trying to find Ciarstick. Are you able to help us at all so that we can move through your home in a way that's respectful?
She walks forward again on the surface of the water and looks at each of you and then says, the guardian is deeper within the caverns, through that passage eastward.
Thank you.
But be careful. There are others here other than the blind eye.
Who? Who is here?
Not long ago. Weeks. Maybe months. Maybe a few days. A creature came out of the lake. There are tunnels beneath it. An underdweller. A creature of the deeps. The dark under caverns. It wore on its head a glowing helm. It headed deep into these caverns. It was followed shortly thereafter by the Blindheims. At first...
Blindheims weren't here before?
No. They came recently following the creature with the glowing hat. They seemed to be chasing him.
Oh.
At first, I thought that they were the aggressors. That they were perhaps dangerous. But it is the other creature who proved himself to be malicious. He's been hunting them, capturing them, strangling them. Their cries echo through the caverns for hours.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness, this is horrible.
I think that they are hunting their cap, the glowing helm.
Yes.
I think it has taken it from them.
Oh, my goodness.
They can't leave until they get it back.
I'm so sorry that so many people have come into your home uninvited, and now we are just more trespassers.
Yes.
We will try to help if we can.
You have, please, your voices are so loud. You have disturbed the sanctity of my lake. I wish to hear nothing but the drip, drip, drip of water falling from stalactites. And the soft shh. I'm not done.
Yoka blushes so red.
Yeah.
Soft, susurrating sounds of the waves lapping gently against the shore. Find this creature that stole the glowing cap. Give it back to the blind hind so that everyone will leave.
Yes, Kanara, we will try to do this for you. Yes? Yes, friends?
Yes, of course, and thank you for being kind to us when you really would have been justified in...
So much talking. I grow weary.
And you see her kind of droop a little bit, her features become a little bit more fluid and kind of hang a little bit.
We'll go.
And I'll just start to, like, back away from the edge of the lake.
She's standing on the surface of the water, but now she just slowly starts to sink like she's in an elevator. Down into the water.
Olag is still dumbstruck. His eyes wide, and he's just staring at her, helpless. He's terrified and fascinated, and he can't move.
He is a teenage boy.
Yes, he is. Even as she disappears, like, he can't move.
Yelka will tug on a bit of Olag's clothing and say, come on, Olag. She was very, very cool. Let's go.
She was very, very cool. That is so true.
Very cool. And he just sort of starts blushing again, flushing just like his sister, and just starts like lumbering away from the shore of the lake.
Okay, slow down there, Raga. You're just heading off.
Take it easy, Raga.
Into the blackness. Let me reveal.
We haven't had our 15-minute meeting yet about how to walk into this tunnel.
So true.
Yes. Well, feel free to have it now. I can tell you that with our friend Yelka's light, that I can reveal this much of it.
Ooh. Oh. So, okay. Ooh. More openings, more tunnels. Mm-hmm.
So what if the drink's pink and the cream's pink? Chill. It's no big deal. Just get the new Strawberry Candy Plus Frappe from our new McCafe Summer Drinks range. Now at McDonald's. Available until the 7th of September. Price and participation may vary. Frappe is not available on delivery. Subject to availability.
Summer. The kids are home, and after a long, hot day, you just want to relax with the show that everyone's talking about. So flex your EE TV to include Netflix. Cool down with chilling thrillers like I Will Find You, or laugh along with brand new comedies including The Hawk. Because whatever you want to watch, you can change your package every month to match, including Netflix. It's TV with the ultimate flex.
EE TV requires EE broadband. 24-month contracts. Content may vary. Terms apply.
Let Abercrombie handle summer with key pieces made for days that don't slow down. Their linen blend Henleys and woven shirts are easy layers that work from daytime plans straight into nights out. And for everything in between, everyday shorts and relaxed denim keep outfits feeling easy but still refined. Shop Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
So we should be on the lookout for someone or something in a glowing helm.
Glowing helm. Should be easy to spot, no?
Right.
You would think so. Well, okay.
That's fine.
But she did say that Ciarstik is located eastward, so...
Jared, did I ever find any evidence of this creature, this person? Did she describe... first of all, did Gath Gannara describe this creature as a man?
She said everything that led you to believe that it was humanoid, but she referred to it as he and it.
Okay. Mm. And
it came from underground. Like, it came from under the lake.
Remember that Fey also have trouble with all kinds of things that you guys take for granted.
And time. Yeah, that's so true. And she was definitely Fey.
Okay.
And there was no real sense of, is this actually recent or not? But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this could be like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Right. Because we did see the Blind Time had those like well-established beaver lodges kind of in that one cavern.
Yeah.
That stunk of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, can't have been like they just showed up yesterday.
Mm. Would Yelka have heard any stories about creatures, underdwellers, or glowing helms? Would this spark some like thought of like, maybe I know what she's talking about sort of idea?
Give me a recall knowledge roll along a a particular line of knowledge. What do you think might give you that answer?
Society, probably.
Unfortunately, society. Right? Well, I have it now, and I do have a plus five to it because I took whatever it was called, improvised. I know stuff now. I took society. I became trained in society rather than becoming an expert in anything.
Society probably wouldn't work. These are animals that live underground. Yeah. Society's
Maybe
probably
nature
no.
then.
Maybe nature. It's a it's a glowing hat.
I'm thinking about a glowing
occult.
Arcana.
Occultism or arcana?
Yeah, you want to roll one of those?
I could do occultism. Let me do occultism.
Do it.
That's my best shot. 17.
You don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Never heard anything like this. Okay.
Olog would also be curious if he can muster the power of speech once again. Anyone who knows anything about nature to know what manner of creature Gathganara is.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you can roll that if you'd like.
I think maybe I'll also roll that.
I just got a 12.
I got a 12.
I think he was equally dumbfounded. Never seen anything like it.
Raga was not.
It talks.
Except
talks.
For that she's scary.
Yeah.
So I got a 24. Would I know
You
her?
Would. That was a naiad.
A naiad.
Yes. Oh, cool.
Yes.
Old school.
Old school.
Naiads are, of course, water aspected fae.
That's cool.
Naiad.
Do survival? On the grounds here before outside the cave, I had seen the webbed feet. I just wanted to see if I noticed any other tracks, anything that would indicate the passing of this other creature. Something
Excellent.
That's
yeah.
not the, quite the Blindheims. You want me to roll it?
I think that would be great. Yeah, I'll allow you to roll it.
Okay, that is a 23.
You find footprints that are not webbed.
Uh-oh. How fresh are they?
They're very fresh.
Uh-oh.
So fresh.
They actually lead into the cavern ahead of you.
Wait, I see something. Yeah.
And he points it out to you guys.
Well, stop.
And it looks... a bipedal, I assume. Is it a barefoot? Is it booted?
It looks very human in aspect, but it isn't quite as large, and the toes and sort of shape of the foot look exaggerated. That makes sense.
It sure does. Big yeah.
Foot. Yeah.
Okay. Can I do a quick nature roll to see if this footprint rings any bells for types of creature?
Yes, you may.
All right. Natural 20.
Yes.
Nice. 27.
There you go.
You know that this is not a beast or an animal.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Could I...
this is probably an intelligent being.
Okay.
Raga's gonna stop. She's not the tracker. You are.
Yeah, so. By way of that, I'd like to hunt prey then. I'd like to hunt prey. So now this is my target, basically. And so I'll get +2 circumstance bonus to perception checks to seek the prey. Also to survival checks when tracking the prey. So now I kind of know what it is and know what I'm looking for. I get a +2. So he'll move up into the front. He'll still... Yelka, I'll still need your light.
He'll do something else.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You still have Yelka's light. And right where he's standing... Because he was carefully following those tracks and hunting his prey, Awol notices that they carefully kind of stop for a second and then continue like a little ways ahead, like something has jumped or avoided something. And then he finds a very almost imperceptibly thin wire
in
a square right ahead of him.
Oh, amazing.
I'm imagining AWOL like going forward and then doing one of those stops where he like kind of like almost like balances a little.
Whoa. Yeah.
Raga grabs the back of his leather jerkin, like pulls it
out. Yes. Yeah.
His fur.
Very Scooby Doo.
Zoinks. Zoinks.
There's a trap here.
And he'll follow the line. Can I sort of detect what it is, what the trap is? I roll a perception.
Yeah, I think it's fair enough to do that. I'm not going to make you roll perception. You follow the line and you notice that it leads up to some extremely sharp stones that are kind of hanging in kind of a loose sort of net up above.
Oh boy, that would have been so bad. I'm so glad you did the survival check.
Yeah, so there it is. It would have been a hail of razor stones that have come down on you.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Amazing.
Hey, where are you guys seeing this?
It's on the map. It's just it's a pawn on the map.
Oh, snap.
Called Hail of Razor Stones.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that. Wow.
AWOL doesn't want to risk anybody. Even stepping over it might risk, you know, setting it off in some weird touchy way. So he'd like to try to disable it.
Okay,
if he could
great.
Just completely disable it so that people can pass through either way without getting hurt.
Okay, great. You know how this works. You are going to roll your thievery versus its disabled DC.
Yes. All right, here we go. I'm going to roll. And maybe step back a bit just in case.
Yeah.
if it falls or something, I only want him to get hurt and not anybody else. All right, here we go. That is not great. That is a 17 disabled device to start.
Here's what you try doing. You try, if I may, and tweak this description. Try to cut it and then grab it so that it doesn't like start falling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. He takes he takes his like obsidian short sword, just like, and then he tries to grab it. Yep.
Yeah, but. I don't know. Maybe AWOL did it a little bit recklessly, or it was trying to look cool when he did it, because the line that he tries to grab slips right out of his grasp.
Oh,
it's
no
bit. And the hail of razor stones comes down.
Damn it.
careful. Careful. Oh, no.
Let's see.
Can he jump back?
I think that he can jump back. Also, I would say that the effect of the trap is... Falling rocks deal damage to any creature in the square, possibly pinning them to the ground. So I think that, you know, by letter of what the trap does, you just set it off and the stones fall in that square ahead of you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Could be worse.
But it's dangerous. Keep an eye out. But he knew it. Or it knew it. I wonder if he saw it or just already knew the layout of the cave.
Maybe he set the trap himself.
Maybe. Then I'll...
By the way, when Olag was stepping back to get a safe distance, like his heel, like he just almost came within like a fraction of an inch of stepping backwards into the lake. Also, I'd like to propose something. Right. Here.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give myself the stupefied 2 condition. Until I take damage.
Yeah.
Because I'm so distracted by what I just saw.
I agree to this. I will always allow PCs to take conditions voluntarily. Let's just recall what stupefied means. You take a status penalty to intelligence, wisdom, and charisma-based checks. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. It's called including being will a saves. Teenager. That's fine.
That's, he has a little crush.
Yeah.
Olog had a Phoebe Cates Fast Times at Ridgemont High kind of experience.
I was just listening to Moving in Stereo when I was flying on the plane.
Yeah.
Back in the Cars song. I was just listening to that song.
Oh, I'm in my 40s, everybody. Okay. So, what next?
So AWOL would like to pass by the Hell of Razor Stones. Watch his step. And he's going to keep following the tracks.
Okay.
Tracking his prey.
To move forward as everyone else does, realize that Olog isn't immediately following, and Olog can kind of reach back and tug on his clothing again.
The tracks go into the passage to the north that you can see.
Okay. I want to see a little bit further to the east, though, when Yalka comes in. What do we see?
Yalka
What's further to the east?
Yeah, let's go ahead and reveal that. So further to the east, you see another passage leading eastward. So you can go into a northern passage, which leads up in elevation. You can kind of see that it's another one of those like kind of limestone flows leading upward. Or to the east, there's another kind of limestone flow leading upward. The tracks go into the northern passage.
He's going to keep following the tracks.
Okay. Yeah.
To the northern passage.
Okay, and right there, he missed it. He walks right into another one of those thin wires.
Oh, no!
I rolled his perception earlier, and you rolled... you have a great perception bonus, but you rolled low. So,
yeah.
Could you...
Even when other people roll for me, I still roll low.
Yeah.
God, that's so Joe.
Dice know. They know.
That's so AWOL. Just... Bull in a china shop, setting off every trap in the place.
trying so hard.
Give me a basic reflex.
That's the teen part of AWOL. It's like he's trying so hard to be a good scout, and he's just shit it. All right.
He just keeps messing up.
All right, what'd you say, Jared? I'm sorry.
Can you please give me a reflex save?
Reflex save. All right, come on. You got this. Come on. Oh, that's better. 25 on the reflex save.
25. Well done. So you still take half damage, but you don't fall prone, and you take a bit of damage, my friend.
Oh, dear.
Let me see how much it is. Yep. Okay.
This doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't. It
sounds like Jared went, oh, okay, that's what they've given this trap? Fine, all right.
Don't worry, I didn't roll too high. You take 16 damage.
That was half. That would have almost put me down if I don't fail that save.
Half?
So you guys
didn't roll
like,
too high.
AWOL's like, I got this. He steps over the first wire. It's like, come on. He kind of creeps up toward the other passage following the tracks, and he's so intent on the tracks he doesn't realize it, that he pushes this little thin wire and suddenly these razor sharp stones just crash down on him. There's a big cloud of dust, and AWOL, you are like covered in them, but you don't fall. You don't get
so
like kind of knocked
stealthy
down or buried in them. But as AWOL digs himself forward, there are cuts and slashes all over his face and clothes.
Yucca will run right over to him.
I'm all right.
Are you all right? She'll start to examine like his cuts. Would you like me to treat these wounds? Are you okay?
Please, yeah, I think I'm bleeding.
He's fine, but he knows he's hurt. He can feel pain all over, and there's blood like running down into his eye as he's pulling it away.
And Yelka will turn around and say, if everyone won't mind, do you mind if we take a few minutes so that I can try and treat AWOL's wounds right now?
No,
I just don't know what we're going into. All right, so I will take a few minutes to treat wounds with my nature.
Awesome. You know, and it's just, it makes me think of when I haven't really gotten hurt like this in a long time, but when I was a kid and you'd like get cut outside, you know, it's like, something always bothered me about the cut and having like dirt or like rock dust like in it as well, and in with the blood.
Like into
And I'd be like, oh, this is worse. This is a worse cut. Like, I'm going to get an infection.
So that's a 21 on my check for treat wounds.
Nice.
Nicely done. Awesome. So that is 2d8 healing.
2d8.
You want to roll your own D8s there, or do you want me to roll them?
I always like for the healer to
You can roll them. Great. Paula, you crush rolling.
Yeah.
What'd we say, crush?
Okay, that's a 4 and a 2, so 6 total points.
6,
sorry,
awesome.
It's not better.
All good.
And 10 minutes has passed here.
And then another 10 minutes will pass, and I will, I'll lay on hands on myself, and I'll just say, can we do just 10 more minutes?
I'm sorry I wasn't, I'm sorry I couldn't do more.
No, it was great. It was great. It's what I needed. So he will polish it off.
Yelka will actually, it's kind of strange. Yelka seems really, kind of like she's beating herself up a little bit that she couldn't do more. She's going to just kind of like step back over to where Olag is and kind of sulk a little, actually.
While she's
called
sulking.
Being a teenager.
Yeah.
while she's sulking, she's the only person who, you know, because she's kind of walking around and staring around. Mm-hmm. She's the only person that notices another trap in the far tunnel.
Cool. Oh.
Oh, man.
That will kind of snap her out of it a little bit, and she'll walk right over to near it and point it out to everyone. Oh, looks like there's another one right here. Wow, someone didn't want you coming in or out of this place.
Right. I'm sure that made a lot of noise, and we weren't being very stealthy, so we should probably be extra on alert for enemies.
Let me try to at least set this one off if I can't disable it, so we don't accidentally have to run through it later. I don't know.
Okay, and Yucca will back up again.
And he'll roll thievery again. To try to disable Great. It.
Go for it.
Natural 1.
Oh my god.
Now,
what in the shit is going on, AWOL?
Because that's a natural 1, I am going to rule in this case, the stones explode as they hit the ground enough to damage you.
God,
so give me a basic give me a basic reflex save.
Basic reflex save, natural 1.
Are you kidding me? Joe, are you kidding me?
Joe, 2 in a row. That one. Okay. I have to hero point that one. Jeepers. All right, and then I got a 28 on
a 28 that time. Oh, you changed a natural 1 to a
I used the hero point on it. I feel like I had to.
Yeah, well, you turned a natural 1 into, I think, you said 28?
28, yeah.
Yeah, I think you just turned it into a critical success.
That awesome. Would be huge.
Perfect use of a hero point.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry you're doing it again.
Jared.
Sorry.
You guys are not good for my blood pressure, okay? This is just, once you've called it a critical success, I think you just have to go with that. I don't think you can look in the book and then change your mind,
Jared. We're fine with that, Jared. We're fine with
it. What other advice do you have for me on how to GM my game, Paula?
Actually, we should get on a call because I got a lot of thoughts.
I got a lot of notes.
Here comes the damage.
Oh, boy.
Damn it, AWOL.
This is going to freaking kill him.
Damn it.
That's 18 damage, but it's halved for your successful reflex save. So that is 9 more damage.
9 more damage. Okay. But it's okay. It's all right. In another 10 minutes, he can knock this out. So he'll just knock that damage out. But we're just taking time. It's like a half hour we're burning in this cave. Hopefully this guy's not getting away, or this thing is not getting away. But he's fine. He's fine. He's just now down a hero point. But... All right, let's move forward to the north following the tracks, and I'm going to continue using the tracking exploration activity.
And Yelko will just say, just please be careful, AWOL.
Please. I'm always careful.
Olag's always careful.
You are always careful. You are just not very good at it.
I heard my name. Olag is just like, dimly aware of all of this.
Yelko will just... pat him on the shoulder and give him a little tug again to have him follow along with them.
And he follows. Oh, yeah. So that I want to amend my stupefied condition. So I want to keep it unless I get hurt or Yelka gets hurt.
Right. Then that makes sense.
Snap him out of it.
Yeah. What about AWOL? Just dead on the ground in front of you and you're still thinking
That's
about
fine.
The water lady?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. All right. I will continue tracking to the north, Jared.
Yes, I see that. Okay, so Yelka's light shines in, and you're
right
entering a smaller chamber. This chamber, not smaller than the one you were just in, but it's not as large as like the lake chamber or some of the earlier chambers. There is a huge sort of stone kind of column in the center of the chamber that kind of divides the chamber into two paths ahead of you. And you see that the footprints definitely go toward the right path.
All right. He will start edging around this column to the right, following the tracks.
Okay. Raga's going to go to the left.
Okay.
And, I'm running out of light here. So I'll wait
Yelka
for Yelka
will
to
slowly come up just to the entrance, not choosing either direction. Just watching everyone else. Kind of being like, thinking to herself, she's like, just keep going on ahead. I don't know why Olog got
Olog, what is your perception bonus?
My current perception bonus is 5.
Okay. So, the unfortunate thing that happens is that AWOL has stepped into a yet another trap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
How?
AWOL, you pushed another thin cord. Another hail of razor stones is coming down on you.
Are you
kidding me? I have a question. Are these secret checks, or am I just? I needed to ask for the check, and I didn't.
I'm making secret checks. Okay. I am not just deciding it would be cool if you got hurt.
No, I didn't know if we had to ask to make the check or not.
You don't have to. You could have said, "I want to seek," or "I want to," and then I would have allowed you to make a check.
I wanted to track because I wanted to be using my survival.
And as each person entered the room, I had them make a check, and I didn't want to scroll back to Olog, so I asked him for his bonus there. No one saw. No one saw this, and so.
Gosh, we suck.
To be very fair, you went to the right, and I told you that the footprints went to the right, so the creature is just being very tricky and stepping over the trap.
Yeah, he's luring AWOL literally right into his trap. Like,
anyway, now, poor AWOL needs to make a basic reflex save.
Oh, hey. AWOL.
Sorry, buddy.
Dude, this is brutal. Here we go. Oh, thank God. 29. Oh,
yes. Wow. Okay, 29. Now that has to be a crit.
That is a critical success.
Yes. Finally.
You take no damage.
All right. Dude, good.
After falling prey to this 3 times, he finally is I've got the technique down.
He dodges out of the way. Backflips gracefully.
And that is when... suddenly, out of the darkness, a creature appears.
Imagine if he takes like 40 plus damage, and then a creature appears,
and
like right there.
And then a creature.
Oh God, that was the best time possible to crit on that thing.
The creature is humanoid. It has gray skin.
Ew.
It.
yeah.
It is wearing.
I don't know why you laugh. That's a normal reaction to have.
It is wearing the carcass of a Blindheim over his head.
Oh, I knew it.
Over his head?
Oh, God.
This is what it looks like.
Describe
the glowing helm is a Blindheim on his head.
Oh, it's a Blindheim head that he's wearing.
A glowing helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And it also kind of looks like the entrails or intestines of a Blindheim. He's like wrapped around himself like a belt, and maybe like this cat of nine tails of entrails.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh,
and he's
got
some kind of like a staff or something in his right hand.
Or it looks like maybe an axe with this like
he's got a wide stance and he is pigeon-toed.
Yeah. Hammer.
And he is pigeon-toed.
He's pigeon-toed.
It's like
he's
John Elway.
Gray. He's got these nasty green eyes and a bloodied mouth.
Bloodied mouth, like he's just been eaten, you know, raw animal.
Ugh. And he rushes forward out of the darkness.
No.
And that is where we will stop for today.
Oh my God, that's it?
This is horrifying.
So scary. Come on.
This is going to be juicy next week.
Oh, brother.
legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are vampires out there. They walk among you, shoulder to shoulder in the dark. Heading to work, heading home, going to the bar. It's a life just like anyone else's, and I have grown used to it. To the darkness, to the moon, to the taste of blood on my tongue. But vampires are dying out. We are a fading kind, and I am the first one created in so long, and that is a dangerous thing to be. Those who came before me, elders of all stripes, they do not want to see our kind gone, and they will do anything to keep their power. And for myself, and for Grace who created me, that is a sword that hangs above our heads. And the worst person of all carries our secret, and he will use it however he sees fit. Who do you look to when things are at their darkest? From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes. Those you want, and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.